With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast.
Unfortunately, we've a little bit of disappointment that we won't be speaking to Bill Leverty of Firehouse this evening. Bill just reached out to me a few moments ago and let me know that he is facing, he's out of power due to the weather that's going on out there, guys. It is a mess out there. Be safe where you're going. And now certain parts are starting to lose power, guys. So it's sad to hear, but it's a cancellation. It's a postponement. It's not a cancellation. I also wanted to say thanks to 12 Days Straight, Broken Past, and Pieces of Reason for all donating to the Rock and Roll Union Prize Box this week. We will be giving you guys a chance to win a prize pack this evening. So make sure you're listening in. Our number here is 914-338-1885. And
in place of Bill Liberty this evening will be our boys, Babylon Shakes. Now, we had planned on debuting the new Babylon Shakes song as featured song of the week, but now because they're going to come on, they're going to talk about the new track, we're going to discuss everything in the Babylon Shakes camp, so we're going to hold off on playing that song just for a little while, but you'll be hearing that debut this evening, but we're going to let the boys address that as well. Also want to give a big shout out to Brett Hunt Customs, man. I'm talking sticks, picks, and laminates. Guys, anything that you need as far as custom stuff made for shows, for Little League teams, for anything, man, this is the guy to see. His number is 410-508-1233. Once again, it's 410-508-1233. And that's picks, sticks, and laminates, guys, man. Get in on that. You know, you're going to want your special custom self once the COVID is finally out of here. All this crazy, crappy weather is finally out of here. We're actually able to get together and rock. You're going to want to have that stuff with you. Also, another big shout-out to Phoenix Custom Printing. Phoenix Custom Printing is the premier rock and roll union print shop, guys. They are the exclusive printers of the Rock and Roll Union. We got new shirts coming very, very soon, so you're going to want to jump on them when they come in. Their number for Phoenix Custom Printing is 410-206-2081. Once again, that's 410-206-2081. I wanted to let you know that we have a new sponsor here on the show, and that is Rosenfeld Dental Associates, 1095 Inman Avenue, Edison, New Jersey, 5 minutes from Metro Park. Come rock your smile with the rock doc, David Rosenfeld, nominated one of New Jersey's top dentists for 2020. Discounts apply for Rock and Roll Union members. Tell them CT sent you. Guys, Dave is the guy to go to, man. He works on a lot of bigger names, man. He puts that shine back into the rock and roll smile. So you're going to want to go ahead and check him out, man. And like we said, discounts for union members, that's all, what we're all about here, guys. Giving you the best possible experience, no matter what you're looking for. We have discounts with Sweetwater. We have discounts with a lot of other areas. Phoenix Custom Printing, tell them that CT sent you. You'll get 20% off your first order. So, guys, just a lot of different benefits if you're a union member. Make sure that if you're not, you jump on that Facebook page, you become a member. Guys, it's free. It's totally free. All these discounts are free. They're not costing you anything. The other thing I want to address this evening, and it's very, very exciting, man. I can't get over the passion and the craziness that's going on behind Rock and Roll Union Artist of the Month for February 2021. Let me tell you, man, we got Broken Past, As We Become Ghosts, and Mark Knight and the Unsung Heroes. There is a tight, tight race. It's been running neck and neck. One goes on top of the other, then the other one goes on top of the other between Broken Past and As We Become Ghosts. But guys, please do me a favor and make sure you're also checking out Mark Knight and the Unsung Heroes. He's got new material coming out very, very shortly. Once again, the guitar player for Bang Tango as well. You guys might know him a little bit more through Bang Tango.
Guys, we're just really, really kicking things off here tonight. And in honor of Bill Liberty, man, we are thinking about you. And we really, really wish that the weather wasn't treating you bad.
Well, I never thought you'd hurt me. I guess you live in love. Before. Oh girl, I can't take anymore.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here, you getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Come on.
That was the Blouse Brothers.
For the in-between Bambalam Shakes and both of them Bambalam Shakes, and I believe we have the front man himself, Chris Clark. You with us?
Hey, what's going on, CT? Thanks for having me, brother.
Man, thank you, man. It's been a long time. How you been?
I'm good, man. Just surviving, working from home, and had plenty of time to write a whole lot of new music.
That's great, man.
Silver lining.
I'll tell you, you know, it seemed like that was the one positive that a lot of people walked away from this whole thing with, was the creativity has been off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be amazing once COVID is finally out of the way and we're actually able to start doing live shows again. But the creativity, everybody's been writing, everybody's been making new music. And has any of the current climate come into your music? Is that any inspiration to you?
We've sort of, we've really just been going backwards. I mean, you know, most people probably know us, you know, kind of Bambalam Shakes is sort of an 80s kind of sound, but now we've like drawn a lot of inspiration from the 70s, from the Faces and the Rolling Stones and like the Allman Brothers. So, but I think there's a bit of a resurgence of that, you know, like artists like Barry Smoke and Marcus King are just pure rock, pure blues. And so we're kind of vibing off of all of that.
So I got to ask you, because you guys had switched to the Blouse Brothers and then went back to Bambalam Shakes. What spurred you to go back to Bambalam Shakes from the Blouse Brothers, or what kind of was the whole situation surrounding that?
When we started doing the Blouse Brothers, it originally was going to be, okay, this is just an acoustic kind of side project type of thing, and that's how it started. And with that, we kind of went in a little more of a like a rootsy kind of direction. But then honestly, you know, the pandemic hit and we couldn't do, you know, our whole calendar was wiped out, so there's nothing to do but write and come up with new stuff. So what happened was all that kind of rootsy, bluesy material started kind of fusing with the big guitars, and we were recording, and all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, you know, what we've got is a little bit different, but it's still, you know, that's Bambalam Shakes. You know, we've kind of, we changed a little bit, but man, you know, I think it's worthy of that name. So we just decided, you know what, everybody knows that name. There's so much confusion with it. Let's just, you know, that's it. Let's go with it.
and I'll tell you, man, you know, I think that is the beauty behind you guys, is you can tell, even if with you guys going backwards, it's kind of like growing pains with you guys and seeing where your music direction takes. And it's awesome from a fan standpoint, because it's just amazing to see that all this encompassing, you know, you have that flavor of the 80s in there, but you also have the old roots in there as well. And all that combined is what makes Bambalam Shakes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
it's still, you know, we're still planning on just bringing it live like we used to. It's just, you know, it's just a slightly different twist on the sound, but I tell you, I think the songs are some of the best things we've ever done. So we're really excited to kind of get back out there and get things moving again. You know,
absolutely. Now, with you saying that you've written a host of a lot of different songs, and you guys got the new one that we're going to be playing shortly. A new album, anything as far as that is concerned? Is this song like coming off the new album, or is this just a standalone?
Yeah, it's going to be on our album. What we're planning on doing, we've got about 11 to 12 songs, and we're going to, we're just going to release a few singles. We're going to release maybe a single a month starting next Friday. And then we're compiling those 10 or 12 songs onto a vinyl record, and we want to release that probably, you know, late summer, July, August, and just have a, you know, have a physical product, but, you know, also offer it digitally as well.
That's awesome, man. Vinyl collector myself, man, I can't wait for that. And I know that you were just as into collecting vinyl as I am. Any new vinyl that you're into?
Oh yeah, man. I'll always go for any record store anywhere we're traveling, and I'm always looking for like Faces records, and I think I've got almost all the Stones. I know I have every Aerosmith album, but I'm obsessed with it too.
and it's funny because a lot of people, and I'm sure that you could talk in greater length about this than I can, is the difference in sound between the digital compression and what you get on vinyl. Could you explain that difference?
Yeah, I know for me to I always thought CDs had like this higher end kind of a crispy sort of a almost a soulless kind of sound to them, but vinyl is almost like it's almost like a ceremony. Like when you open a vinyl album, you know, you tear off the cellophane and pull the sleeve out. It's almost like a ritual. Like, you know, it's very personal, and you take the platter and put it down and put the needle on, and it crackles to life like a fire. I mean, there's just something about it. It's warmer. It's more organic. And I think it's easier to connect to that way.
I'll tell you, man. I mean, I personally think the sound is so much different, I mean, than any other format out there. It's got a way of filling the room. Like when you put a vinyl on, you can hear it in different areas of the room, and it has a way of surrounding you.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. Yeah.
So, as far as the whole COVID situation, how you've been keeping yourself busy? I mean, I know you're working, but aside from mm-hmm. that, anything keeping you busy? You binge watching anything, or you getting out and about?
We were able to travel a little bit last year, just personally. We got to, my wife and I went to California, and we went to Richmond, Virginia. Back in at Thanksgiving, we actually got together with the Lady Diesel guys and had brunch with them, and it was really cool. Unfortunately, very sad, as you probably know, and but we were very fortunate that we got to see see them, and it just is. There's nothing replaces human contact and being with people you love. Yeah.
And I mean, as far as everything else is concerned, I know you got a gig coming up is it March Bar 13?
That's right, March 27th at Bar 13. Yeah.
Man, any other gigs that you guys have played, or is this going to be the first time since the whole shindig went down?
Actually, the very first show for us coming up is we've got a private event on the 13th of March in Maryland. But then, it's that show, and then we've got Bar 13 on the 27th with Pillbox. And, geez, I was going to say, I think your show, the Rock and Roll Union show in Atlantic City at Beret, was the last time we've ever been on stage together.
Wow.
Since pandemic, yeah.
Man, yeah, we had one event after that. We had our birthday bash, and yeah, that was the end for us, which I think was the following week, and that, yeah, that was the end for us as well. I haven't done any live events. I haven't done anything, been spending more time on the podcast than anything, but it's great talking to people. People are taking this moment to kind of slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I know we're all itching at the seams. I can promise you, I know you are.
Oh, my gosh, man. It just – I'm so ready. we actually got together in the same room last weekend and rehearsed. I mean, we've been recording, but recording is totally different. You know, you're just
right.
We're not facing each other and amps plugged in, but man, yeah, we got to do it last weekend and it was just incredible. I think we went for like 4 hours straight just jamming.
That's
nothing
awesome.
Beats that.
Now, when you were jamming, did you play any of the new stuff, or are you guys really brushing up on that for playing live?
Yeah, exactly. We're just really we've got about 14, 15 songs that we've got in our current set, and the majority of it is new stuff that's going to be on this new album. We've got a couple of older Babylon songs that people who bought Exile to the Velveteen Lounge will be familiar with, and but yeah, everything else is new stuff. A couple of covers thrown in. We got a Stone song and something else kind of planned for the next two shows.
Nice. Now, are you carrying any of the Blouse Brothers stuff with you back to Babylon Shakes?
We haven't planned on it immediately, but we probably will. There was quite a few songs that we composed and we sort of got on the backlog. It's funny because I thought, you know, we were going to take the set we played at your last show last year, and we're going to take that and just flesh it out, and that would be, you know, the new sound. But man, like I said, since COVID hit, there's all this new stuff that came up, and that's really what we're going to be, you know, focusing on. But yeah, we'll probably the Blouse stuff is kind of like on the back burner, but it's another well to draw from, you know, at some point.
Absolutely. I mean, especially songs like South Jersey Fade Away and other
mm-hmm.
songs you guys have done, man. I can't imagine you guys not doing that.
Right. Yeah,
so,
we'll probably pull those out. Yeah.
Let's talk about the new one, the Seven Stars, Seven Sisters. Seven Sisters, Seven Moons. Can you tell us a little bit about what went into that and the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, that was, like I said, that's another COVID song. I think, probably April or May, you know, it finally dawned on us that we're not going to be able to do anything for a long time. And so I'm up here in my music room just, you know, jamming pretty much every day after work or on the weekends. And I've got a Crybaby wah pedal, and I hadn't played it in a long time. So I hooked it up and just started, you know, just kind of goofing around with it. And that riff that you hear in the verses of that song is, I just played it and I was hooked, kind of transfixed by it. And I'm like, this would be a pretty good song, you know? So I kept going with it. And, I don't know, for some reason, the chorus, Seven Sisters, just like popped into my head. I'm like, that would be a cool chorus. And I was singing it, and it kind of fit the melody. And I kept, you know, I taped the riff, and I kept listening to it for, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks. And I started noticing, back in at that time, it seemed like social media was just, people were just going after each other, you know, political.
Oh, yeah.
Left and right, and there was no truth anywhere in the middle, and so the whole song is about just trying to find the middle and trying to find what's real, and there's no mysticism about it anymore. It's just all bad. It's all advertising and marketing and manipulation and yeah, I just wanted that song to be something that is like a, you know, a search for meaning outside of ourselves. And it's kind of psychedelic in a way, but yeah, that's kind of where I was coming from with it.
Now, speaking of psychedelic, I gotta say, now the artwork behind a lot of the stuff that you guys have been doing lately has been fantastic. Are you the one doing that artwork? Because it's just amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's me. That's all me. Yeah,
I mean,
I sort
totally
of
reminds me of like growing up and having the black light posters and all this, a lot of the psychedelic imagery and stuff, man. It is just fantastic artwork, and I got to say kudos, man.
Oh, thank you, man. You just mentioned blacklight posters. I was just Google searching today. I'm trying to find a vendor that makes blacklight posters because I think that would be a killer merch idea for us.
Hell yeah, dude. I know I did that. You had that with the vinyl, man. Totally going back, man. But now, as far as anyone, you know, you discussed a little bit as far as the current climate and political circus that swamped this entire country, no matter what side you were on. What would be your one bit of advice that you'd like people to listen to or that you'd like to say about the whole thing?
Oh, man. It just I think social media gives us this idea that that we have to have an opinion, that we have to that even if somebody's opinion is different than yours, then it has to matter. It's got to mean something, and which, you know, in a sense is true, but I think we've lost the fact or the reality that, you know, we live in a small space. You know, we tend to ignore like our own little town and our own community. And, you know, I think just we need to just be more realistic and support like our local businesses and our local vendors and take care of our closer knit circles than, you know, all the things in the world that we can't control or have no, nothing really to do with.
Absolutely. You know, I always kind of felt that way myself. We all just kind of tried to be the best kind of person we could be on our surrounding areas and just help each other out, man, and be just a whole lot better than what it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Chris, we're going to go ahead. Please, man, post everything as you always do to the Rock and Roll Union page, especially the upcoming event for 13. I can't wait for that, man. It's going to be a great show.
Awesome, man. Looking forward to it.
So, thank you, man. Thank you for calling in, man, and I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, man.
Talk to you soon, brother. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, CT. All right. You too, brother.
That was Babylon Shakes. Guys, want to thank Chris Clark very much for calling in. Next week, we will be joined by the Disciples of Verity. That is Corey Glover, band from Living Color. Really, really waiting to see those guys, man, live. I heard they're fantastic. And we're also going to be joined by Kickin' Valentina. And we're going to play a track off their last album in anticipation of them coming up next week. And that'll about do it for us this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening in. And keep rocking, guys. Be safe. Talk to you soon.